You are with Phoenix FM. We are here at Latitude Festival, and I am joined now by a chap who's going to be headlining the poetry tent a little bit later on. It's Intensity. Good afternoon, Mr. Intensity.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm really good. The weather's finally picking up again after a pretty grim weekend, but yeah, looking forward to tonight.
Yes, indeed. So you're going to be headlining a bit later. But now the main thing that you specialise in is essentially beatboxing. So making just about every possible sound with your mouth.
Yeah. So all the tracks I make live are entirely beatbox. I use a loop pedal, and I layer up the sounds. Like I add a hi hat, like, then add a snare, like, and then a beat, like a bass drum beat, like. And then do like a vocal on top, so it's music entirely made from the mouth.
Indeed. How did someone get into that originally? How did you get into it?
I got into it when I was in school. A hip-hop company came to my school and did some workshops in breakdancing, DJing and beatboxing. I played guitar and drums previously, and then I picked up beatboxing in that workshop really quickly. Then I carried it on and got better and better, and then here I am.
Yes, indeed. So how long is it that you've been doing it?
2008, the end of 2008, so...
Just short of 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, on that short sample that you've just given us, then it's something that that you've clearly gotten very good at over the years. And you've actually got a single coming out, haven't you? So tell us about the track Little Friend.
Yeah, Little Friend is the first song that I ever put out. I put it out on YouTube at the start of the year. 1st of January, and I just wanted to show everyone that I'm actually making songs with my beatboxing now rather than just live performance, because beatboxing is great in live performance but doesn't normally come over so well on the radio and things. And because I write songs, because I've been playing guitar for years and things like that, I decided to write a song on guitar and then transfer it with noises from my mouth and make it into beatbox. But I used a harmonica on that track as well, because I do that at the same time as beatboxing, so I thought that would work well, and it's done quite well. It's got 103,000 hits. It got playlisted on BBC Norfolk Introducing, and yeah, it's done quite well in my local area in Norfolk. So
yes, so very interesting. And what can people at Latitude expect from an Intensity live set tonight?
An Intensity live set at Latitude today. They can expect people to. You can all expect to just hear bass, intense bass. Intensity, lots of crowd interaction, hands in the air, that kind of thing. Just a lot of fun. It's nothing too serious, just fun, loud and full of bass. Expect guests. I've got guests tonight, so I've got a lot of poets from the Poetry Arena, select a few coming up, and we're going to have a big jam session at the end. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Interesting, because you've actually played the last few Latitude festivals, haven't you?
Yeah, I've played the last three or four, so I've sort of got used to that stage now, which is really cool, so I know what I'm doing.
Is there one Latitude performance that stands out from the others?
Yeah, Latitude 2010. It was the year after I met Ed Sheeran, and he was down at the festival just as a punter, and we just did a jam on the stage at Latitude and around the festival, but at the Poetry Arena we did a lot of freestyling there, and that was before Ed was a big name, and now he's a worldwide star, and he wasn't even booked to play the festival, but he just sort of, they wouldn't let him backstage, and there's a video on YouTube of us like sneaking drinks out to him and stuff because they wouldn't let him to the free bar. But so he had to come on stage from the front, and yeah, it was quite cool, and it's on YouTube, so you can check that out.
Righto, so we will have to. And aside from Latitude Festival, what other places have you been playing in recently, and what else have you got coming up?
I've been playing a few different festivals. I did Ozfest the other week, which is in Shropshire, with like JLS, Wiley, a load of big acts. Did a mini tour, actually, the end of May. I did 7 dates, just warming up my new material. New songs that I've got coming out at the end in October. I'm doing the So Solid tour, so that's finishing at the O2 Arena, which will be really fun. I think it's 20,000 people because they're doing a reunion tour, so that's going to 5 different cities: Norwich, Manchester, London, obviously, Brighton, Bristol, I think. Yeah, so that's probably coming at the end of the year. And in the meantime, writing an album, a beatbox album.
Excellent. So when do you think that might see the light of day?
I really couldn't say, but I just want it to be... I want to make more tracks than enough, like more than enough tracks, and I can listen back and then pick my favourite ones and then, yeah, put them online.
Excellent. Well, good luck with that. We look forward to hearing the results of a beatbox album. I think it's something of an unknown entity to quite a lot of people. So should be fascinating to listen to. In the meantime, where's the place that people can go to find out more about Intensity?
You can find out more about me on www.intensity-t.net. So that's my website. And then on Twitter, I use that a lot. So that's at INTEN_T. No, INTENSI_T. Yeah, Intensity_T. And YouTube, just type in Intensity. And it's all on there.
Rightio. Well, thanks for chatting with us today, and good luck with the performance tonight. We look forward to seeing what you come up with. And well, I'm just looking forward to the beatbox album, because I think that's going to be an awesome listen. Intensity, thank you very much for chatting to us today.
Thanks for having me.